The following title has been created from an RNIB analog archive recording. It has been generated from original source files without further editing or enhancement.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1 begins immediately. The Good Mother by Sue Miller, by kind permission of the publisher. This book, first published in 1986 by Golance, is copyright. The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded without fee by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, Mount Pleasant, Wembley, Middlesex, HAO1RR, England. No unauthorized broadcasting, public performance, or copying is permitted. Parts of this recording may be considered unsuitable for family reading. It's read by Patricia Brown, and there are 13 chapters. If the recording becomes damaged in any way, please put a very large cross on the address card before turning it over and a large letter R if a replacement is required. The Good Mother by Sue Miller. Chapter 1. The post office in East Shelton reminded me of the one in the little town near my grandparents' summer home in Maine. In the days of that vanished post office, when I was small, my grandfather was usually the one to drive in and pick up the mail each day. But he almost always took one of us cousins along to row him across the lake, the first leg of the trip, even though at that stage he was still a strong man, a better rower than...